Our guest at the cafe this morning over the telephone line is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, of course, most of the big movies have already come out for the summer, but out of nowhere, last week came this thing called Crazy Rich Asians. What a strange title that is, but it's a huge, huge hit.
Right. It was a best-selling book, and I'd heard about it for a long time, but I didn't expect for it to be that big or even big at all, so I was surprised, too.
Kind of a romantic comedy.
Yes, it is. It's an all-Asian cast starring Constance Wu. She's on Straight Off the Boat or some Fresh Off the Boat that's on television. And she is the main character, and then the guy that plays her boyfriend is Henry Golding, and he's a British star. But they are both from Asian backgrounds, and the rest of the cast is too. And so it makes for kind of last time they did that was Flower Drum Song, which is way, way back. So that was nice, and it's a cute story. I was a little disappointed that it wasn't crazy enough. I expected it to be kind of rollicking funny, and it's just kind of a light thing.
Uh-huh.
But what is really big is the spectacle. These people are so dramatically rich that it is they live in palaces, and they have golden walls and gold gilded all over the place, gold everywhere, and they have gardens, and they part of it is shot at this place called Sky Park in Singapore, and it's this wild, crazy-looking building, and it seems to float about where they're showing the people. They're out walking around, but it's on this big flat surface that looks like they're kind of suspended in air above two tall skyscrapers.
So it's visually spectacular.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I've seen it referred to as a screwball comedy. Of course, those became popular in the 30s.
They have comedians Ken Jeong and Awkwafina. They play father and daughter, and they are both hilarious, but they don't give them enough time in the film. There's so many characters. There's all these subplots and other people, but when they're on screen, that they are just very, very good.
Has there been much comment on the title of the movie, Crazy Rich Asians?
No. Well, that was the name of the guy's book, so right. It's kind of like, who knew in Singapore that this whole hierarchy existed? It really does. I mean, it's the real thing they're talking about. But the point of the movie is that the girl has no idea. Her boyfriend back in the U.S., he's like borrows money from her and has old tennis shoes and plays basketball at the Y, and she has no idea that he's from one of the richest families in the world until she shows up.
So it has took off like a rocket last week, and I'm sure it will continue this week. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. And then new coming out is a remake of Papillon, which was a big hit in the 70s with Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman, and has now been remade here somewhat, 40 years or so after the original.
They have to remake everything. They're remaking a West Side Story, which is Steven Spielberg doing it. But I can't believe it. But
really?
This one, it's great. I'm glad that they did it because it's a better, to me, it's a better version. It's more accessible, and it's more better paced, and you get to know the characters better, more involvement. But anyway, I remember when Mr. Henri Scherrer wrote his book, and then he was on talk shows, and then they made the movie, and people, it was very controversial at the time because they said, well, he might have been a prisoner, but he wasn't actually that prisoner that these things happened to. But it's about the French Guiana St. Lawrence penal colony, and then there's also Devil's Island, which is the place no one had ever escaped from until he does, or says he did. And then 40 years later, they came out with the book. And anyway, it's I thought quite well done. Charlie Hunnam and Rami Malek play the parts of Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman, and I really did like it better than the original.
That's unusual, isn't it, for someone?
Right, but it's also the times. I mean, it's such a gritty, tough story, and even though it was shocking then, they couldn't really. Now they go all out showing the gross out stuff. So it's got a lot of just you have to look away. It's very mm-hmm. tough.
Rated R then?
Oh yes.
So Papillon is new this weekend. Saw that in our correspondence today, you were interviewing someone.
Yes, I talked to the people from a movie called Kin, K-I-N, that's opening next week, and it's a heck of a good little thriller, and has a cast with Dennis Quaid and James Franco. And I interviewed the directors. They're twin brothers, Joshua and Jonathan Baker. They're from Australia, identical twins. And they're like the sixth set of identical twins, or twins, who direct movies.
Is that right?
Movies together.
And that's coming out next week?
It's coming next week, yes.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
No, thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.